day, many blessings, happy new year, my dears. It's Kelly. Welcome to episode 68 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. We have a delicious all levels flowing class today where we begin with a bit of alternate nostril breathing, Nadi Shodhana, which will bring a bit of balance to your day. I am so happy that you have joined us here for this practice. So happy that you are sharing your yoga with the world in each step, in each breath. And I'm really happy to be a part of that. And so with that, let's get to the practice. I invite you, as always, to get in touch via phone, via email, Twitter, and all of that goodness. For all of the details, please do visit sunroseyoga.com, where you can also find past podcasts as well as mini photos of postures and lots of videos and all sorts of yoga goodness. Thank you again for another wonderful year. I wish you peace on your path. Namaste. So we'll begin by taking a nice tall seat. A beautiful seat. You can expand to fill the space. Spine lengthen with each in breath. Feeling yourself soften with each out breath. Now today we begin with a very soothing version of Nadi Shodhana, or alternate nostril breathing, where we bring both thumbs to our chin. And we, in this version of alternate nostril breathing, we breathe in through both nostrils always, and we alternate using our index fingers, which nostril we close on the out breath. So we'll breathe in together. And as you breathe out, use your right index finger to cover your right nostril, exhale in left. And we'll inhale through both. And we'll cover the left and exhale through the right. We'll inhale through both. And just exhale, cover the right nostril. And we'll continue this way for a bit, just following your own breath. Looking for that equal length, equal quality of in-breath and out-breath. When practiced in this way, Nadi Shodhana can be very soothing, very relaxing. If you find yourself having one of those moments or one of those days where life is moving a bit fast, just by practicing about 5 rounds of this breath, you can bring yourself back down into your feet, into your sitting bones, down to the earth. And we'll finish when you're exhaling through your right nostril. When you come to that point, take a final breath in through both and exhale the hands to the heart. And just take a few moments to notice your breath. Notice the sensation of one palm pressing into the other. you will slowly release the hands. Lift the head and lift the focus. And we'll take our time to make our way to all fours, hands and knees. Chakravakasana, table pose. Index fingers are parallel to each other. Wrists are right beneath the shoulders and knees are right beneath the hips. Now as you breathe in, let's round the back. Let the crown of your head become heavy and shift your gaze to your belly. As you breathe in, let your belly drop down and your tailbone point up, gazing up. And we'll inhale round. Exhale, arch. And we'll take two more rounds. Just like this, following your own breath. Beginning to notice those spaces between the breaths, between the thoughts. And when you finish, just inhale yourself back to a neutral spine table. And as you exhale, curl your toes under and let your hips move up and back to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Take your time here to move the body in whatever way feels natural, in whatever way supports you. Excuse me. Maybe bend one knee at a time, pressing to the opposite heel. Take the time to connect the length of each finger with the earth, to connect the spaces behind each knuckle with the earth. To feel the shoulders soften away from the ears. Creating space between your earlobes and your arms, your earlobes and your shoulders. While feeling softness in the backs of the ankles. We'll step the feet a bit closer together. And as you breathe in, sweep your right leg skyward. If it feels right, bend that right knee and begin to peel the hip open, gazing underneath the right armpit. Connecting with the length and the strength in that right leg, as well as the softness in your shoulders, in your ribs. And with your next exhale, slowly release that right foot down to the floor. Maybe give the hips a shake. And we'll inhale the knees to the floor. And we'll exhale, let the hips drop back toward the heels, resting the forehead on the floor. And just rock the hips from side to side. Take one full breath here. As it feels right for you, as you breathe in, draw yourself back to table, Chakravakasana. And as you breathe out, curl the toes, let the hips float high to the sky, downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Stepping the feet a bit closer together again. And as you breathe in, sweep your left leg skyward. Bending the knee and peeling the hip open. Softening the upper body while you lengthen the lower body. Just feel that left side of your body being stretched, being lengthened from your pinky toe all the way out through the pinky finger. We'll take one more beautiful breath in here. Exhale, release.
This time, as you breathe in, make your way to table, top of a push-up. Always support yourself on your knees. Take in some full breaths, lengthening your body from your heels all the way out through the crown of your head. So maybe shift your gaze forward on the floor. And take a full breath in here. And as you breathe out, lower knees, belly, and chest down to the earth. As you breathe in, we'll peel the heart forward and up, coming to Cobra, Bhujangasana. We'll just, beautiful, take some nice breaths in here with a relaxed neck, gazing down the tip of the nose, remembering how our spine continues to create a line out from beyond the crown of the head. We'll take one more breath in here. Exhale, release down to the floor. Now, as you breathe in, press your hands into the earth, rocking your hips back toward your heels. And exhale to downward facing dog. Take your time. Let your breath set the pace. Let your body determine the manner in which you move in and out of the postures. Breathing into the backs of the lungs. Breathing into the backs of your hands, into those spaces between the fingers. And as you inhale, step your right foot forward between your hands. And we'll exhale, stepping our left foot forward, Uttanasana, forward fold. Take the feet as wide or as narrow as feels right for you. Let your head become heavy. Let your spine lengthen toward earth. There's no need to push, no need to pull. Just let the crown of the head guide your body toward earth. Now if it feels right, perhaps grasp opposite elbows with your hands and sway the upper body from side to side. Feeling those spaces between the ribs, feeling the hips. Noticing where the feet and the floor connect. We'll release our hands toward the earth again. And as you breathe in, either with your hands on your shins, the earth, or a block, let's breathe our spine long, coming up halfway, Ardha Uttanasana. And as you exhale, fold, Uttanasana. Well, again, inhale up halfway, lengthening the back of the neck. And exhale, fold. One more just like that. We'll inhale up halfway, feeling yourself lengthen from seat to crown. And exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down into your feet, bend your knees. Let's sweep the arms around and up, coming to Utkatasana. Let the tops of the shoulders relax away from the ears. As the heart lifts, the collarbones spread. Shoulder blades are drawn down the back. Connect with the intensity in the pinky side of your whole arm, from the tip of your pinky all the way down to your armpit. Brighten through that space. Maybe draw your thumbs back in space as though someone were just pulling on them, helping you back. Let's take one more beautiful breath in here. And we'll exhale and hinge from the hips, folding forward, Uttanasana. We'll inhale up halfway and exhale, fold. As you breathe in, step or jump to plank, top of a push-up. And as you exhale, lower down slow, either knees, belly, chest, or chaturanga dandasana. We'll inhale, peel the heart forward and up, cobra or up dog. And we'll exhale and float to downward facing dog, taking your time. Let your breath lengthen the lowest part of your back. Let your breath soften the back of your heart, that space between the shoulder blades. And with your next breath in, step your right foot forward between the hands, lowering the left heel down to the earth, rising up to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Connect with the strength, the intensity of the front of the body, letting the heart lift and the collarbones spread. Or the back of your body, your shoulder blades, your tailbone, your left heel, all surrender to gravity. Let yourself pull that right hip back and press the left hip forward. Shining out through those spaces between the fingers. We'll inhale and straighten the right leg. As you exhale, hinge from the hips, reach the fingertips all the way forward. Now for more through the belly, stay here with fingertips reaching forward. Otherwise, bring your hands to your hips. We'll inhale and lengthen the spine. Exhale, feel your heart being drawn toward your big right toe. Now, so often in our day, we are hunched over a computer or hunched over a steering wheel of our car. And so our back gets all stretched out and our fronts get really tight. Now, when we approach forward folds from a place of strengthening our back, rather than stretching out what doesn't really need to be stretched, we can really come to a new place in our forward folds. Beautiful. Let's breathe in, rooting down into the feet. Rise up to stand, sweeping the arms skyward. And we'll exhale, come back to Warrior One, Virabhadrasana 1. We'll inhale, reach the fingertips forward and down. Step to plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. And exhale, float to downward facing dog. And just let that low back lengthen. Let the upper back soften. Now we'll again step our right foot forward between the hands. And we'll lower our left heel down to the earth and we'll come all the way up. Just don't even worry here. We'll turn our right toes to the left so that both toes are facing the same direction. Good, bringing the hands to the hips. We'll inhale, roll the shoulders up, back and down. And as you exhale, hinge from the hips, folding forward again with nice long spine. Pressing our big toes into the earth. And then tucking the chin ever so slightly so the back of the neck is in line with our spine. Staying light through the pinky toes. And really investing those big toes in the floor. Beautiful spines. Breathing deep into the backs and lungs. Letting that breath bring a sense of rejuvenation to your legs. As you breathe in, root down into the feet. Rise up to stand. And we'll turn to face the back of the room. So turn your left toes to the left. Inhale the arms skyward. And exhale to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Heart's lifting, collarbones spreading. back of the body is softening, front of the body is igniting with this energy. Pressing up through the pinkies and softening the shoulders. We'll inhale and straighten the left leg. Exhale, hinge from the hips. Reach the fingertips all the way forward. Either staying here for more through the belly or bringing the hands to the hips. Tucking the chin so that we are really connecting with the length of our spine. You might want to pull your left hip back. Press your right hip forward. Feel those shoulder blades dry down the back. Feel all of the muscles in your back working here to support you, to keep you lifted, to keep you from collapsing in on your belly. As you breathe in, root down into the feet. Rise up. Sweep the arms skyward. Exhale, come back to warrior one. Pressing that right heel into the earth. Inhale, reach the fingertips forward and down to earth. Step to plank. Exhale, lower nice and slow. We'll inhale and peel the heart forward and up. And exhale, float to downward facing dog. Take your time. We'll again, step that left foot forward. Lower the right heel down, rise all the way up, and then we'll turn both toes again to face the same direction. This time we'll bring the arms out to T, full breath in here. Exhale, hinge from the hips, lengthening from the base of the spine all the way beyond the crown of the head, releasing your hands to the earth or to your block directly under your shoulders, connecting with that long spine. Find some of the fire in your back. Yes. Shine out through the sitting bones. Feel the big toes connect to the earth. A little release through the inner thighs. Feel a little release through your jaw. Now as you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise up to stand. We'll turn those right toes to the right. Let's exhale, come back to warrior one. Inhale, reach the fingers forward and down to earth. Step into plank. Exhale, nice and slow, taking your time. We'll inhale, peel the heart forward and up. And exhale, float to downward facing dog, taking your time. Just moving in a way that feels natural, that supports your low back. Sometimes when we move from plank down to upward dog and downward dog, we can create some tension in our low back. And so going at it with soft knees, using your knees, can relieve some of that tension. Now as you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. Lower the left heel down. We'll rise up to warrior two here, the best two. Gazing down those right fingertips, peeling your left hip open, pressing the pinky toe side of your left foot into the earth. Balancing that intensity with softness. Balancing our strength with grace. Balancing our effort with ease. As we breathe in, we'll bend our right elbow and drop the forearm to the top of the right thigh. As you breathe out, sweep the left arm in front of the face, reaching up overhead, reaching for that space where the wall and the ceiling meet. And then relaxing your left shoulder away from the ear as you spin your heart towards the sky. So we're at the same time charging this left side of the body, lengthening the left side of the body, and we're softening. So those shoulders release. Those relax through that shoulder, drop down, back. Beautiful. As the heart spins to the sky and the tailbone scoops ever so slightly. And as you breathe in, we're down into the feet. Let's rise up to stand. We'll exhale, slide the upper body all the way to the right as we shift our hips to the left, releasing that right hand down, extending the left hand skyward, Trikonasana, bringing the body into one plane. So we're pulling our shoulders back in space, pressing our hips forward. So if you were a little piece of paper, I could just slide you between two panes of glass. Feel those lower ribs lengthen from your hip to your armpit. Feel the space between each vertebra. From here, as you breathe in, we're down into the feet. We'll rise back up to stand. And we'll turn our right toes again to face our mirror. We'll inhale and reach the fingertips skyward. We'll exhale and hinge from the hips, reaching those fingers forward, letting them float all the way to the earth. And now we'll come into an extremely wide-legged downward facing dog. So we'll walk the fingertips forward, but keep your weight shifted back into your hips so that you could almost feel as though you were just pulling yourself through your hips and just holding on to the earth with your fingers. Crown of the head is heavy. We're soft in the feet. The very low back is lengthening. The back of the body is open. Well, let's walk our hands underneath the shoulders. Now you might feel some weight shift into your hands. And we'll bend our knees just ever so slightly. And as you breathe in, we're down into the feet, rise up to stand. Sweep the arms skyward. We'll bring our heels in, turning the toes out. And as you breathe out, let's let our seat drop down toward the earth, strengthening through the tops of the legs, through the quadriceps. And we'll scoop the tailbone under ever so slightly. Yeah, beautiful. So that our spine is long and our shoulders soften away from the ears. Let your breath be a source of calm. We'll inhale, rise up. Exhale, release the hands. Now we'll turn our right toes to face the mirror. Turn your left toes all the way out to the left. We'll inhale the arms out to T. Exhale, bend the left knee, come to Virabhadrasana 2. Warrior 2. Spine lengthening, shoulders softening. You can feel where your feet and the earth connect. Feel that space between your feet and the earth. Feel a length and a lightness in the spine, and a softness in the shoulders. And as you breathe in, bend your left elbow and drop the forearm to the top of the left thigh. And as you exhale, sweep that right arm around and up overhead, just reaching up. And then relax your shoulder away from the ear, creating space for you to spin your heart toward the sky. You can connect with this electric diagonal that we're creating from the pinky toe side of our right foot all the way out through the fingertips. Let the front of the body be bright. Let the back of the body find a little softness. And as you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise up, straightening your left leg. And exhale, slide your upper body all the way to the left. Trikonasana. Release your left hand down, stacking the shoulders. Maybe gazing up at your right thumb, but only if that doesn't create new tension in the neck. If it does, look down at that big left toe. Breath, travel up the length of the spine and down the length of the spine. And as you breathe in, let's cartwheel the hands to earth and step to plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, peel the heart. And exhale, float to downward facing dog. Taking a few beautiful breaths here. As you breathe in, lower your knees to the floor. And as you breathe out, let your hips drop back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Bhaktasana. Taking the knees as wide or as narrow as you like. Letting the low back soften. Letting the mid back soften. Letting the upper back soften. Slowly begin to walk our hands toward our knees, pressing our upper body up just enough where we can move the knees to one side, coming down onto your side, and then roll into your back. Your feet will face the front of the room, your head will be facing the back of the room. We'll bring the feet about hip width distance. We'll turn the palms to face the sky. Now as you breathe in, let's scoop the tailbone under, just connecting the small of your back to the earth. And as you breathe out, come back to a neutral spine. We'll breathe in and scoop. Breathe out, come to a neutral spine. We'll breathe in and scoop. And this time we'll just stay scooped with our tailbone. As you breathe in again, connect your feet with the earth. Press the feet into the floor as you lift your hips, your low, your mid, your upper back. Coming to Setu Bandha Sarvanasana. Feel the backs of your arms press into the earth. Feel the shoulders, the tops of your shoulders press into the earth. Once you are in this space, relax the bum, relax those muscles in your booty. Relax the muscles in the backs of the legs. Relax the muscles in the calves. Relax your ankles. And take one more beautiful breath in here. And as you exhale, slowly begin to roll down one vertebra at a time. taking your time. Moving from within. Now again, find that scoop of the tailbone. And the palms to face the sky so that the backs of your hands are connecting strongly with the earth. On either side of your body. And as you breathe in, press the feet into the floor, lift up through the hips, the low, the mid, the upper back. Again, to Setu Bandha Sarvanasana. Now in this version, we are really opening the front of the body. That's why the palms are turning to face up. We're just really igniting the fingertips as we spread our fingers. We breathe into those spaces between the fingers. Feel some openness through the throat, through the heart center, through the ribs. Taking in their full, beautiful breath here. And as you breathe out, slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time. Maybe draw the knees toward the chest as wide or as narrow as you like. And just rock from side to side. Today for our inversion, you can either practice Viparita Karani, legs up the wall, or Sarvangasana, shoulder stand. If you're practicing shoulder stand, I recommend, but of course don't require, that you use a blanket underneath the shoulders, whether you have previous neck injury or not. It's just good for your long-term neck health. And if you'd like, I'll talk everybody in to shoulder stand if you're going there. Bring the hands to the floor on either side of the hips with palms facing down. The knees move toward the chest. We take in a full, beautiful breath here. As you breathe out, let the hips press up over the shoulders.